Travel to Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Well, hello, Mark Smith. I hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of February 23rd. Wow, it's hard to believe that it's already the last weekend in February.
Mm-hmm.
For the art lovers, this is a great annual event. The Blue Bridge Center for the Delta Arts in Newport is hosting the 10th annual Delta Visual Arts Show on February 24th. The show features over 200 artists from a five-state area displaying and selling their incredible work. Artwork includes paintings, photography, sculpture, jewelry, woodworking, and much, much more. More than 30 authors will also be participating in the show. It's always a great show, so if you're anywhere near Newport this coming weekend, you should definitely check it out. If you're in the mood for some live theater, check out the Lantern Theater in Conway's live production of Steel Magnolias through March 4th, a timeless American classic about strong Southern women and their friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. It's a great Southern story, and if you've never seen it in a live theater production, I really suggest you check it out at the Lantern Theater in Conway. Now, if you're bored on an upcoming cold winter's day, you can join park staff at Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas for a Nature's Crafts Workshop and on February 24th and get creative with the art supplies that nature provides. Participants will use twigs, twine, grasses, and more to create unique trinkets to showcase nature's creations. This program is perfect for families, kids of all ages, and those, like us, Mark, who are still kids at heart as well. Check that one out. Now, this one is for our runners. It's the Run Love It on February 23rd through the 25th in Mount Ida. Now, the Love It is the Lake Washita Vista Trail, and this endurance run features rocky, rolling hills and ridgelines that take you along the southern rim of one of America's most pristine freshwater lakes and through the ruggedly beautiful Washita National Forest. The race course follows out and back sections along the single-track trail, which is only one of 40 worldwide trails to receive the IMBA Epic Trail designation. The terrain is challenging, but the views are amazing. So if you're looking for some running to do this weekend, check that out. And if you've never been to the Love It Trail, I've not run it, but I've walked part of it, and it's absolutely stunning. So it'd be a great hiking trip as well. Now, to find out more about these events or anything going on throughout our great state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.